Nityananda Ram, Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. We can appreciate what great devotees we have amongst us when we hear from such wonderful devotees of Srila Prabhupada like Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj. And we can only aspire to someday follow in the footsteps of such expert speakers and pure devotees of the Lord. Maharaj brought up the principle that Balaram is very much eager to serve Krishna. He doesn't want to be the younger brother, because of course he wants to be the younger brother, he served him, but he has this principle of service. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining the position of Lord Nityananda by explaining that he's non-different from Lord Chaitanya, Lord Balaram. And one of the principles that he brings out is there's something very special about serving Krishna. And Krishna's Kaviraj brings out that there's something very special about serving Krishna. Because in the material world, the whole motivating principle is a principle to enjoy. And the basis of enjoyment is exploitation. Taking. Taking, taking, taking. Exploiting. Taking from people, taking from nature, taking from countries. I take everything, and then I will enjoy, and I'll be happy. I will find happiness. But Krishna's Kaviraj explains the completely opposite conception, which was embodied and personified in so many different expansions and forms and pastimes by Sri Balaramji, that the principle is not to take and obtain happiness, but to give and attain happiness. Not to exploit and attain happiness, but to serve and to honor and respect and attain happiness. And he's not just talking about sukha, you'll get some sukha, but he says you'll get ananda. And explains here in one verse, I have a little bit, kind of trying to go a little systematically here, if I can. It's Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 11. Explaining this principle about Sarvarupe Ashwadaya Krishna Sevananda Sebala Rama Gora Sange Nityananda. So he's saying here that in all the forms that Lord Balaram takes, because he takes five primary forms, and that one of those primary forms, Ananta Shesh, he expands. Or from different forms, he expands into so many other forms, actually into millions and millions of forms, which we'll hear. So here he says, in all the forms, Balaram tastes transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Gaurasundar. So this is the inspiring two words that are the propelling fuel for the life of a bhakta. Krishna Sevananda. He's saying Krishna Sevananda. That by serving Krishna, it's Krishna Seva. By dedicating everything, because Seva means working or acting for the pleasure of the beloved, without a tinge of selfishness, without a tinge of greed or lust, or personal motivation. No ulterior motive. That is seva. So Krishna seva. If one does Krishna seva, then what is the result? Not that he doesn't get happiness. He doesn't get happiness from serving Krishna. He gets ananda. Unlimited ananda. Unlimited happiness. Unlimited joy from serving Krishna. And this is the taste of bhakti. It's described in Introduction of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Prabhupada. This is the taste that drives the devotee forward. The blissful taste of serving Krishna. The blissful taste of serving Guru. The blissful taste of serving Vaishnavas and everything related to Krishna. Serving the living entities, serving the cows, serving the land, serving the people. This is Krishna Seva. So this is the basic principle which Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda displayed so beautifully throughout their pastimes in different forms. So Kaviraj Goswami goes on to explain how Balaram, he serves Krishna in all different rasas. And we'll just read how he describes it, because he's the best. E rupe nityananda ananta prakash se bhave kahamuni chaitanyara das. Lord Nityananda has unlimited incarnations. In transcendental emotion, he calls himself a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Das. So this is a great pride. This is transcendental pride. Because dumbha, arrogance or pride, is a great enemy of the jiva. It causes so much problems and entanglement. But there is room, there is a place for transcendental pride. Because devotees ask Srila Prabhupada, what about this pride? It says here in Bhagavad Gita, pride is the quality of a demon. Arrogance, pride, conceit, harsh speech. These are demoniac, asura bhav. But Prabhupada, what about pride? And Prabhupada said, yes, you can be proud of Krishna. And you can be proud of your guru. And you can be proud to be Chaitanya Das. You can be proud to be Krishna Das, a servant of Krishna. Oh, I am a servant of this master. Just like you see, the same principle is there even in the work field or in the government field. If a person has a famous boss, he says, hey, I'm the PS for so-and-so, the minister, secretary. His last name or first name, no one will remember, but they'll see that man and say, see that man? He's the secretary to Mr. Tata. Oh, what's his name? I don't know. Everyone knows Tata's name or Mafitlal's name. So, but he has pride. The point I'm making is that the mundane servant of a materialist is proud of his master. Of course, that's perverted. So, we are also proud of our master, our spiritual master, or Sri Gurudev, or Sri Krishna, Sri Balaram, Sri Nitai. We're proud to have such a wonderful master. The materialist is proud because his master gives him benefits, little extra pay, gives him a few extra days vacation. And he thinks, oh, what a benevolent master. He's giving me so many opportunities to enjoy, to exploit, for myself to pretend I'm the master. But in our relationship with Guru and Krishna, they also are wonderful benevolent masters. And they also give us many boons and benedictions and gifts. But what kind of boons and benedictions and gifts do they give us? Does Balaram give us? Does Gurudev give us? They give us the blessing of seva. You do some seva and then you think, oh, let me retire. Because people often say, are there any holidays in Krishna consciousness? You guys, you work 5 days a week, you do this, then on Saturday you put your jeans on and your t-shirt, you take off all those funny sheets and you go out and have a good time. What do you... One time they asked Prabhupada, what do your people do for recreation? What do your people do for recreation? I know you distribute books and you worship Thakurji and you do your bhajan and study in class. That's your official schoolwork. But what do you do for recreation? And Prabhupada said, he looked around the devotees, he said, practically everything we do is recreation. Everything we do is fun. This is the International Society for Recreation. So we do service, instead of getting a holiday or a bonus in pay, we get more service. Just like if some new devotee comes in the temple and he's very enthusiastic and he does his service very expertly and very quickly and dutifully, then he goes to the temple commander and he said, I finished that already. What? The previous guy took all day and night and still he couldn't do it. No, I finished that. Oh, okay. Well, now do this. Oh, I did that. And do this. Because he has utsaha, seva utsaha. That means he was really doing seva. When you're doing seva, you'll become utsaha, because you'll be tasting ananda. And when you taste ananda, Krishna sevananda, that inspires the heart and moves the mind and body to joyfully run and jump and dance in the service of Guru and Krishna. This is Krishna sevananda. So Guru, we're proud to have Krishna or Gornitai as our master. And the benefits they give us is when we serve, they give us more service. Because service is our pleasure. The karmis will advertise in their restaurants or the Los Angeles police on the side of their cars. It says, our aim is to serve. Our business is to serve the people. So meanwhile, you see them on the corner smashing some guy with a stick on the head because he happens to be the wrong color than they are. Police brutality against other races. But on the side of his door it says, our duty is to serve the people. But if you happen to be the wrong color, different color than me, bam, bam, bam. So they have these mottos, but our life is service. Our duty is service. And it's a real thing. It's not some hype, some bogus propaganda. And we find each sincere and genuine sevaka, he finds that by serving Krishna, he tastes bliss in his own way, in its own degree. If you get one drop, that'll keep you going. If you get one half a drop, that'll keep you half going. And if you get a cup or a liter or what to speak of a whole 5-10 gallons or liters, then you'll go like fly in the service of Guru and Krishna. So this is Balaram showing this Krishna Sevananda. So now next verse Kaviraj says, Kabu Guru, Kabu Saka, Kabu Vritti Lila, Purve Jaina Tina Bhave, Vrije Kaila, Kela. Sometimes Nityananda serves Chaitanya as his guru, and sometimes as his friend, and sometimes as his servant, just as Balaram played with Krishna in these three different modes in Braja. So Balaram was sometimes guru to Krishna, instructing him, because he older brother, and then he was sometimes acting as friend and as his servant also. Vrishyahana Krishna Sani Matta Matirana Kabu Krishna Kare Tandra Parasambhana. Playing like a bull, a brisha, Balaram would fight with Krishna head to head. It's like the bulls, they butt their heads, the brisha, boom, boom, boom. Because their heads are like steel and they find great happiness in that. So Balaram would become like a brisha. And we know in Chaitanya Leela sometimes Lord Chaitanya would disguise himself as a bull. And he would get Nittai or he would get Murari Gupta or someone, and they would get underneath the blanket. They would get underneath the blanket, a chudder, and in the nighttime they would go into Kolavetra Sridhar's Kela Bagicha, into his banana garden, pretending to be bulls. And they'd be moving around, hey, what's that out there? And they'd be stealing all these bananas. So in this pastime, Balaram, he's playing with Krishna like a baby bull, butting heads together. And sometimes Krishna massages the feet of Balaram. Apanake Britya Kori Krishna Prabhu Jane Krishna Kala Rakala Apanake Mane. Balaram considers himself a servant and he knows Krishna to be his master. Thus he regards himself as a fragment of his plenary portion.
Mrishyamano Nardanto Nardanto Yudhate Prasparam Anukritya Rutterjatum Cherutu Prakrito Yata.
Acting like ordinary boys, they played like roaring bulls as they fought each other, and they imitated the calls of various animals. So first Kaviraj Goswami explained this verse in Bengali, and then he, in case anyone's wondering where he got his conception from, he quotes from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam where Shuka Muni says the same thing.
Kvachit krida parishrantam Gopasango Pabahanam Swayam Vishya Vishramayat Yayam Prasamba Hanaribi.
And now he quotes a verse to support the another verse from Bhagavatam to explain how Krishna serves Balaram. Sometimes when Krishna, or now the other way around, Krishna's elder brother Balaram felt tired after playing, he would lay his head on the lap of a coward boy, and Krishna himself would serve Balaram by massaging his feet. So, in these different rasas, Balaram is being served here by Krishna, but generally he is expanding himself to serve the Lord in so many ways. And, as we mentioned, this gives him a great taste of bliss, sevananda. So in... it's also explained that Balaram, he's expanding himself in all so many different ways to engage the living entity in service. So the first thing is that Lord Balaram expands in the spiritual world, he expands himself as a spiritual domain itself. So for those devotees who want to serve intimately in Brajabhav, Balaram expands as the Holy Dhamma Vrindavan. And in that Holy Dhamma Vrindavan, he expands himself again as the paraphernalia of Krishna. He becomes Krishna's bedding, and Krishna's bedding, his vesh, his clothing, his shoes. Of course, in Vrindavan, he's not wearing shoes, but it says that he expands as his slippers. So maybe when Krishna is moving into the Mathura section or Dwarka section, then those slippers that he's wearing is Balaram, Baladev. And he expands in these different ways. So the pujaris are always trained that when you're handling Krishna's vesh, his pitambara or Balaram's nilambara vesh, you should understand this is Krishna. This is a form of Krishna. This is his rupam. This vesh, vesh rupam. It's transcendental. It's not silk or cotton. You throw it around here or there. They always have nice coverings and everything is kept very nicely. Practically, we care for the clothing of the Lord just like we care for the Lord himself. As we saw in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when King Pratabharudra was so eager to obtain some any kind of association or connection or reciprocation with Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And finally, Mahaprabhu relented and said, even though he's a king and he's a pound, shilling, pence man, and king means money and woman, anyway, I will send my Pitambara chatter. So he sent his chatter to King Pratabharudra. And when King Pratabharudra received the chatter, the vesh, the Pitambara vesh of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he fell down on the ground in ecstasy. Oh, my lord, Gauranga, Gauranga. He was so happy because he saw this Tadiyanam Samarjanam. It's non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Lord has come in this form. He has come to embrace me and hold me around the neck and embrace and hold me everywhere in this form of his Pitambara Chatur. How merciful is the Lord. And then from that first installment of mercy, then again later he got even more mercy, as we know. So Balaram expands as the Holy Dham and as the personal paraphernalia. Then, for those devotees that want to serve Krishna not so intimately, not so close and friendly and so sweetly, they want to serve more in a mood of awe and reverence, then Balaram expands as Vaikuntha Dham. He expands as Vaikuntha Dham. But then, there's another category of servants, of Sevites, Krishna Sevites, that they don't want this side of the Viraja. They don't want the Paravyom side, the Vaikuntha Goloka side. They want to enjoy the material world. They want to exploit and try to find happiness by exploiting. Try to find happiness by lording it over. So then Balaram says, fine, no problem. So then another expansion, he creates the whole material universe. And all the material planets are created by Balaram to give all the living entities a chance to serve Krishna's material energy and learn some good lessons. But then, because the nature of Nityananda Ram, or Lord Balaram, is great compassion for the living entities, because he's expanding himself in these different forms out of his compassion to serve Krishna, to serve the Nityaparishads, to serve those liberated souls who want to love Krishna Vrindavan, and to serve those liberated souls who want to love Krishna Vaikuntha, and to serve those poor conditioned souls who want to serve Krishna's mayic energy and the jada prakriti of the material world. Balaram compassionately expands himself. But then, he doesn't leave things at that. He expands himself again. He expands himself into the heart of all those jivas in the material world. And he expands himself into the heart of every jiva in the material world. And then he employs his namesake, as we heard. His name is Sankarshan. So in the heart of every jiva, Balaram, out of his compassion, he sits there as the Chaitya Guru, the guru in the heart. And he is trying to pull. He's taking his plow, like Balaram pulled the living, pulled Hastinapur into Jamuna, or tried. He cut Jamuna in so many streams up the river here because she wouldn't surrender to him when he was in an enjoying mood. So with his plow sitting in the heart of Chaitya Guru, he is pulling out of his compassion, he is pulling the conditioned souls towards the lotus feet of Krishna, towards the Krishna Sevananda, towards the blissful joy and happiness of serving Krishna. So he's doing that as Chaitya Guru. Then, if his pulling is successful, just like when he pulled Hastinapur, it became successful. And when he started pulling, his pulling of that city towards the Yamuna to dunk it in the water became very successful because everybody ran out, stop, stop, please, please, stop, please. You're God. We made so many offenses to Yoda and all these people. So if Balaram's pulling with his plow inside the heart, if he pulls successfully the living entity, then Balaram, because the living entity becomes attracted to the Sankarshan mercy, the Sankarshan Karuna of Balaram, the living entity becomes attracted and he hears the voice and he listens to the inner guide of Chaitya Guru, then again Balaram expands himself into another form to engage the living entities and Krishna Sevananda. Just like if you're having a wonderful experience and if you have a drop of compassion and you're not a completely selfish asura, you'll think, wow, look at this. Wow, I got all this stuff. Somebody brought me 3 or 4 cakes. I can only eat one cake. But look, I should maybe give out the other two because I can't eat them all now. And if I save them tomorrow, they'll go bad and whatever. You know, really selfish person. So he's enjoying so much that cake, but he has so much more. He wants to give it out. Here, take some. Oh, let everyone enjoy. So this is Balaram. Balaram is in Krishna Sevananda. He's relishing and enjoying so much the ecstasy of serving Krishna's lotus feet and serving his every wish and whim and desire, that he wants to give that happiness to everyone in every dimension, every plane, at every time, at every moment. So then when that living entity who's been pulled by Chaitya Guru becomes open and attracted to the conception that yes, serving God must be better than serving Maya. Serving truth must be better than serving illusion. At that point, then Balaram expands himself again as the spiritual master. That's why we say Sri Guru is an expansion of Nityananda and Radharani, or Balaram, the original merciful. Because Guru means who engages you in the service of Krishna, and by whom, or by that service, you experience Sevananda, Krishnananda, joyful bliss. So this is the explanation of the different expansions of Lord Balaram due to his compassion and due to his ecstasy. He is Balaram, as Maharaj said. Ram means he's full of Raman. He's full of ecstasy and happiness. And he's Nityananda. When he comes as Gauri, he's Nityananda. He's every moment blissful, blissful, blissful. Hey, why is he so happy? Like someone may see a new devotee. He's very joyful. He's very happy. Oh, why are you so happy? You know why I'm so happy? Because I'm always thinking of how to do service. We had one person, which Prabhupada also named, who was like the embodiment of Lord Nityananda. His name was Jayananda. Jayananda, Prabhu ki. So Jayananda, like Nityananda, he was victorious. He was victorious over the exploiting propensity that is locked within every jiva's heart and mind. He conquered that tendency to exploit and replaced it by the pure desire to serve, 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 serve. And consequently, by conquering that lower desire, that mundane material desire, with the topmost pure spiritual desire of unlimited causeless service, he experienced an incredible result. What was the result? Ananda, Jayananda. Everyone that contacted him became blissful. And how did he make them blissful? Oh, Prabhu, excuse me, Prabhu, I know you're very busy, and I hate to impose on you, but do you think maybe you could help me a little bit, just for 5 or 10 minutes, painting these little swans? I have a stencil here, and we have to paint these little swans, little humpses, on the side of Jagannath's cart for the Rath Yatra. Just please, just 5 minutes of your time, if you could just help for 5 minutes. I know you're very busy. Oh, okay, sure, sure, no problem. Do, 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 do. So, you're so expert. How did you learn how to paint like that? Oh, you're the best person we've had here in all these days. You're the best person who ever painted swans. Are you an artist? It seems that you must be an artist. Wow, can you teach me how to paint like that? And then Jayananda says, oh, I think, well, your 5 minutes is up. I think maybe you have to go now. No, I'll stay. And he stays, and then Jayananda says, you know, we're the Hare Krishna people. He says, yeah, I know, I've walked by here every day, I saw you people, finally somehow I got to meet you. And we're always singing, chanting. I know, I can't stand it, I know. But maybe we could chant, I'll teach you this mantra. Oh, I don't want to do that. No, no, you please try. Oh, okay. Just sing once for me, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he sings, and pretty soon he's singing, and painting, and serving. And the result of that association with Jayananda is that complete materialistic person who had no idea about Jagannath or Krishna or Seva or Sevananda or anything, he's in bliss, painting swans on the carts of Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. So this is the contact with the blissful devotees. They make other people blissful. Or the contact with Nityananda Ram, then you will become blissful. What is the secret to happiness? Why are you morose? Why are you unhappy? Because you have not received the mercy of Balaram. And you have not received the mercy of Nittai or Guru. If anyone wants to attain the service of Srimati Radharani, the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, he must receive the mercy of Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda. Because Balaram and Lord Nityananda are equal. There is no difference. And they don't take any offense. Balaram doesn't take any offense. Nityananda doesn't take any offense. They just give mercy, mercy, mercy. So therefore we can pray to Lord Balaram on this sanctified holy day of his appearance. Please bestow your mercy upon me. Please let me taste one drop of that bliss of serving Guru and Krishna. You want to give this away. You want to distribute it in unlimited, ananta rupam, unlimited forms. Well, you've also expanded within my heart, and you've expanded to this world. So please, just add that missing point to my life. What's missing in my life is the taste of bhakti, the taste of serving you. So can you bestow that upon me on this holy day, Lord Balaram? Please bless me with a drop of bliss in your service. Because if I taste one drop, I know I can go on and on and on and on. Because one drop will become two, and two will become three and four. So by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram, one can attain the mercy of Krishna, or attain any particular service he wants in the spiritual world, as sukha, as parent, as friend. It's all by the mercy of Nittai and Balaram. So even we see that this mood of Balaram, sometimes Radharani wants to experience the mood of Balaram. Because as we just heard, how sometimes they butt heads together, Krishna and Balaram, like two bulls. Well, sometimes they wrestle also. They like to wrestle. So one day, it was Balaram's birthday, like today. And Balaram stayed home that day. So Krishna and all the sukkas and gopas, they went out with the cows and they're wandering. And this time they came to Vrindavan, this forest of Vrindavan, just here. And they're wandering all around near along the Parikrama Marg, because the Parikrama Marg was where the Yamuna was flowing. So in that area along the banks of the Yamuna on what's now the Parikrama Marg. And all the cows were there, so they found some shady trees and they put the cows under the trees to relax and just chew their grass that they had within them. And then the boy said, oh, let's have a wrestling match. Because now we can see who's the strongest, because Balaram's not here. Krishna, you're alone now. Your older brother's not here now to protect you. Because when your older brother's with you, we're a little shy to defeat you. Because we're afraid that if we defeat you, that he'll become angry, then crash us on the ground. Anyway, Krishna, let's go. So then Krishna's wrestling with Sridham, he defeats Sridham, then he wrestles with Stoka Krishna, and they're all different boys. So then he wrestles with Subal, and the first time he's wrestling with Subal, he throws him down, and then a lot of boys cheer, Haribol, Jai, Jai, Krishna. And then Subal, because, you know, he starts slapping his arms, Subal ki Jai, Subal ki Jai. Then he starts wrestling with Krishna, he picks him up once, throws him down, and then everyone says, Jai Subal ki Jai, Subal ki Jai, Subal Sakha ki Jai. And then again they start. And then again, this time, Subal throws Krishna down again. He beats him twice. And then they say, okay, best of three. Then again they wrestle, and again Subal wins. So everyone, he's jumping up around, everyone's holding, Subal's a victor, Subal's a victor. So then what happened is, while they were playing, Krishna said, they said, okay, let's rest now. Let's take some rest. So now some, while the boys were resting, Krishna was resting with one eye closed, but one eye was open, because he was looking for, where are the sakis? Where are the gopis? They must be, if I'm here, they must be somewhere nearby. So he was looking, where are they? Krishna Kripa Kataksha. The sidelong glance of Krishna. Then he saw Vrindadevi and some other sakis. Where's Radharani? Oh, Radharani couldn't come today. You know, a big problem with Jyotila. She couldn't come out today. She's stuck in the house. And oh, bad news. Bad news. Anyway, you know what happened today? And see, all the boys are sleeping because we had a wrestling match. So Krishna starts bragging. This is one of his dhira-dhatu, or I forget which quality. But it's one of his qualities where he starts bragging. Oh, you know, today, see all the boys, how they're so tired? I defeated every one of them. I defeated all of them. And that when they said, what about Sridhar? You defeated him? Oh, right away. Really? How about Subal? Did you defeat Subal? He is Abal. He is not Subal, he's Abal. From now on, you'll find out. Tomorrow, everyone will be calling him Abal. I am the Subal. Ati Subal. I am the strongest of the boys. Acha, Krishna, you can't fool us. I think you're lying. And then Vrindadevi said, and then Rupa Mandri, others were there. Yeah, I think you're lying. How is it possible you defeated Subal? Because we've heard so many times before that Subal just crashed you on the ground. No, don't believe that. You believe so many rumors. Now you're right in front of me directly. I'm telling you, I defeated Subal. No problem. First time, boom. Okay, very nice. Okay, Krishna, goodbye. Hare Krishna. So, gopis go. And then they go back, and they were not very far away. Radharani was there in her Sakhi Samaj, with all the Sakhis, gopis. And they said, Radharani, your friend down the road, he's so puffed up. He thinks he's such a big book distributor. He thinks he's such a big preacher. He's so puffed up that, you know, he's telling everybody he defeated your brother like nothing. He defeated Subal, everyone. And then Radharani, so what about Baladev? Oh, well, he didn't mention his name. In fact, I didn't see him anywhere. I didn't see Balaram. Acha. So then Vrindadevi, she said, listen, Radharani, we can't stand this when he's bragging like this and showing off. And he's just, he has no humility. He's so proud and puffed up. So I think we should teach him a lesson, isn't it? So then Radhika said, what is your plan? So Vrindadevi said, listen, because Balaram is home for his birthday party. He's not coming here today. So, but maybe the party finished and maybe he's coming later. So we'll dress you up as Balaram. We'll dress you up as Balaram because your body is golden and fair like his. We'll give you a nice Nilambara dhoti and pakri and, you know, everything, peacock flower and buffalo horn and stick and everything. And then you go and you challenge Krishna. Because Purnamasi's blessings are upon you. Don't worry. Me challenge Krishna, when my arms are like lotus stems and he's so powerful, his arms are like vast columns or mighty serpents. No, don't worry. Everything is arranged by Purnamasi. Because Purnamasi was there also. So then Radharani dressed perfectly as Balaram. Beautifully played her string, blew on her singha, her horn, buffalo horn. Then all the boys woke up as she was approaching them, and all the sakis stayed in the background. Balaram, Radharani, dressed up as Balaram, came by herself, and all the sakis were moving in the backside so they wouldn't be seen, but they would be right behind the sakis when they got to the place where Krishna and they were all staying. So Radharani perfectly blew the buffalo horn just like Balaram. And then all the boys woke up. Hey, Baladev's here, Baladev's here. Oh, great, great. Now let's start another wrestling match and see this Krishna, see if he can defeat Balaram. He's boasting and jumping around. Ha, 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 I defeated everyone. So they say, hey, Balaram, that's great. How was your party? Great, fantastic, welcome. You know, your brother is so puffed up. Subal defeated him 3 times in a row. He was the absolute winner unequivocal winner of the wrestling match. And still he jumps around and says he's the champion. I'm the champion. And then Radharani, imitating Krishna's voice, Balaram's voice, said, oh, really? All right, let's see. So then and everyone gathered around in a big circle, an all big circle of coward boys, and then beyond them in the Nikunj and Kunjas, where all the gopis were looking, you know, hidden in hidden places. They were all looking, all the devatas, Shiva, Brahma, you know, Indra. They were all in the vimans overhead looking and watching. Incredible scene. Big wrestling arena, circle of boys. The walls were a circle of boys. In the middle is Balaram, Radharani in disguise, and Shyam, or Krishna. So they start, and before they start wrestling, Krishna's going like this, slapping his arms, making faces, and then Radharani's doing the same thing. And the boys were saying, wow, it seems that Balaram got a little skinny or something. He must be a little in anxiety because of his birthday party or something. I don't know. He seems a little down today. Well, anyway, so they were so much wrapped up with the enthusiasm and the anticipation of Balaram smashing Krishna. So then they start wrestling. Then Krishna moves in, he grabs Balaram, Radharani, picks her up, boom, throws her on the ground. Radharani's thinking, wow, frankly, everything got crushed. And then the Sakis are like, you know, speaking in a very high-pitched voice that only the she could hear, the boys couldn't hear. They said, don't worry, go. So she, like a trainer, he slaps his wrestler in the ring, get back. So Radharani jumped up and she started wrestling with Krishna. Then somehow or other, they locked into like wrestlers, they lock into holds. They're going back and forth. And then Radharani, somehow she picked up Shyam and twirled him over her head like on the TV you see. They twirled him around and then boom, threw him down. And he landed flat and he went practically unconscious. And all the boys said, Jai Baladev, Daujiki Jai, Daujiki Jai, Hudibo, Hudibo. And so then Krishna's are like, his turban fell off, his flute popped out of his belt, his flute flew away like 10 meters, and he was just completely devastated. And then all the boys were cheering and jumping up and down, pulling Balaram up in the air and twirling him around, and all the gopis were hiding in the back and cheering, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And all the boys were saying, Dauji, Dauji, Dauji. So then, actually, what was happening is that all the Sakis were chanting, Gauri, Gauri, Gauri. Because Gauri is another name for Radharani. Gauri, Gauri, Gauri. And then all the coward boys were saying, Dauji, Dauji, Dauji. So then, Radharani at that point, seeing how Krishna was totally defeated and devastated, she felt overwhelmed with love and compassion. And her heart melted with the sweetness of love that's always there. And she leaned over Krishna. And she started taking her chadar and wiping the perspiration from his forehead because he was perspiring so heavily from the heavy bout. And then as she was doing that, he just feeling the touch of Radharani's chadar on his forehead, gradually Krishna's eyes opened. And he looked up, and when he looked, he was looking up at Radharani, it was Balaram, and Balaram's looking down, and he realized, oh, because he saw all the boys are chanting, Dauji, Dauji, and the Sakis are chanting, Gauri, Gauri. Then Krishna looked and said, oh, Gauri, Dauji. Gauri, Dauji, ki, die. So this is a famous deity, Gauri, Dauji. This is the pastime behind Gauri, Dauji deity, who has a big mandir and ashram there on the Prikama Marga, Vrindavan, right before you, when you're coming around and right before you cross the Mathura Road, Mathura Vrindavan Road, back a little bit back, there's a huge complex on the left side with beautiful deity of Dauji with the mosul in hand, like some type of club or something. And that's actually Radharani in the mood of Balaram. That's Gauri Dauji. Is Radharani in the mood of Balaram when she defeated Krishna? Balaram Janmastavi Titi.